India has a long tradition of promoting and protecting human rights. Even before independence, it was in the forefront of the struggle against apartheid. After independence, besides choosing democracy and a chapter on fundamental rights in our constitution, India has also set some international obligations to be fulfilled for ensuring human rights in the country. Recently this year, India presented its second to fifth report on human rights before the United Nations Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. To know how this helps in ensuring human rights to the people, we talk to Mr. Ghulam E. Vahanwati, Solicitor General of India.
There were several tricky questions which were asked in regard to the human rights position in India. Certain aberrations have taken place in our country, and we are not denying it. But what we are saying is that we as a country have the institutions, have the strength and the political maturity to deal with these problems, cope with these situations, but also truthful. And it is highly appreciated by most countries, particularly those from Asia, Africa and South America.
Besides the government, NGOs also have an important role to play in the protection of human rights. The People's Collective for Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, or PCESCR, a collective of more than 150 civil society organizations, also submitted a shadow report to the United Nations Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. Ms. Preeti Daruka of the PCESCR tells us the details.
After 15 years of absence from the UN Committee on Economic, Social, Cultural Rights, India finally got reviewed by the Committee on Economic, Social, Cultural Rights in May 2008, 7th and 8th of May in Geneva. The committee in its day and a half long review process and also recognized the positive steps India has taken to show its commitment towards economic, social, cultural rights, the NREGA, Domestic Violence Act, the National Rural Health Mission and several others. We had a national consultation where we discussed what would be our next steps. How do we use the concluding observations?
The government of India has taken many steps to ensure the accessibility of human rights to the common people. Mr. M.S. Puri, Joint Secretary, Ministry of External Affairs, speaks about the basic concept of human rights.
We were very much involved in the framing of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, which was drafted in 1948. The Constitution of India itself incorporates fundamental rights as one of the most definitive and detailed chapters in its entire process. And the chapter lays great emphasis on the right to equality, including the prohibition of discrimination in any form, the vital freedoms of citizens, and the right to life. In addition, we have had very liberal interpretation on human rights by the Honorable Supreme Court for the enforcement of human rights. We have also developed and set up several other institutional mechanisms for the protection and promotion of human rights in India. Foremost among these, of course, is the setting up of the National Human Rights Commission and commissions at the level of states. As far as India is concerned, in terms of the normative and the legal framework, we have one of the best structures which are there in any part of the world. It has also been our consistent endeavor over the last several decades to ensure that the protection and promotion of human rights are made available to all our citizens throughout the country in the maximum possible manner, with legal remedies and with recourse to law available as and when and if and wherever there may be any kinds of infringement. Our commitments to secularism, protection, our democratic freedom, and pave special protection even under our constitution to the disadvantaged sections of our society. This has been the basic elements of the thrust of India, and this has been the endeavors of the government right throughout our democratic polity in this country.
Mr. Puri also told us about the initiatives taken by the government of India to ensure human rights to all its citizens.
It has been an absolute imperative of the government under various plan schemes as well as economic development models, including state policies under the constitution, to make a major push for development. This has also been liberally interpreted by the Supreme Court in terms of the Article 226 and the powers given to it and its interpretation on the right to life. Two major enactments of the government in recent years. The first is the right to information. This is a unique legislative in the government in India. which has raised the level of transparency to absolutely new heights. Today, all government departments, all government entities are obliged by law to make available to the citizens on demand information regarding their working, regarding their decisions, and all other important aspects of their working. Transparency itself leads to the greatest amount of accountability and would certainly result in far greater implementation of human rights and the various other rights that accrue to people as citizens of the country. The enactment of the National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, NREGA, has been a unique endeavor in this regard, one that provides for 100 days of guaranteed employment to all households in rural India, has operationalized the right to work in an absolute unique manner, and which is one which has been by many people across the world, all experts and others. And this particular aspect of what it has done has added a new dimension to the very fundamental right which developing countries, including India, have always striven for in international forum, which is the right to development. Our efforts are also extremely important in this particular context in terms of economic, social and cultural rights and their being made available to the people in equal measure along with civil and political rights which are guaranteed under the fundamental rights of the Constitution.
Now it's question time. Last week we asked you which Indian animation expert, also known as the father of Indian animation, created Meena, the girl child, for UNICEF. The correct answer is Ram Mohan. Anjani Kumar Tiwari from Motihari, Praveen Kumar Jha from Noida, T. Hari Krishna from Hyderabad, gauravnfnsd@eir.org.in. If your entry is correct, your name will be announced in our program. That's all in this edition. With Kulshresh Kamal, Archana Siddharth, Vinita Singh Parmar, Sukhdev Singh and UK Manna, it's good.